Aelin clutched her towel tighter around her chest, cognizant of the dripping water pooling on the wood floor. A tendril of hair had broken free from her claw clip and now stuck to her shoulder, and her skin still prickled from the hot shower. "Sorry, I was..." Her words caught in her throat, her brain short-circuiting. Why was a man standing on her porch with her 10-year-old daughter? She set her phone on the edge of the pillar next to her so she could grip the towel with two hands.
"I can see that."
The stranger shuffled on his feet, then awkwardly put out a hand.
"Ryan."
Aelin didn't take it, since her hands were currently the only thing keeping her from starring in a neighborhood soft porn. Ryan glanced down, then pulled his hand back. He leaned on the railing, but his elbow slipped and he nearly smashed into the porch column. Aelin jumped and barely kept her feet from slipping off the threshold. "I'm Aelin." She pursed her lips as he straightened and smoothed his shirt. Ryan gave that look that everyone gave her when they first learned her name. The one that said, "Are you Eastern European or do your parents speak Elvish?"
"It's the second one," she said.
Ryan blinked. "My parents were obsessed with the Lord of the Rings, so they gave me a name that sounded like I was an Elvish princess."
"Oh."
He frowned, then scrubbed his hand over the back of his neck.
"Are you the nanny, or..."
"I'm the mother. Her mother, that's..."
She pointed at Bailey standing in front of them like a child zombie.
"Bailey is my daughter."
"Did you leave her at the school this morning?"
Aelin frowned, bristling. And yet it didn't keep her stomach from flipping. His dark eyes stared right at her, and with his dirty blonde hair tied up and his obvious musculature, she somehow felt even more naked than she was. She cleared her throat.
"I dropped my daughter off at school this morning, if that's what you meant."
"Choir was canceled,"
Bailey huffed and slid past her into the house, making her towel split, revealing her entire upper left thigh.
"Canceled?"
Aelin turned.
"How do you know it was..." "The door was locked. She was sitting outside,"
Ryan recited, his tone cool.
"Dad!"
A little girl who looked to be the same age as Bailey leaned out the back window of the car.
"Your work is calling!"
Ryan pulled his phone from his pocket.
"I have to go."
Aelin's cheeks flushed.
"She walked through the alcove and I was in a rush."
"Yeah, well, maybe next time wait 2 seconds to make sure she actually got in."
Ryan nodded once and headed for the steps.
"I did wait," she snapped.
Why was she trying to defend herself to this asshole?
Who showed up on someone's porch first thing in the morning when there's been an obvious miscommunication and accuses them of being a terrible parent? "What a treat to meet the world's most perfect dad. Had I known you'd be on my doorstep, I would have dressed up for the occasion."
Ryan stopped and glanced over his shoulder. His eyes dropped to her towel as if that was enough of a rebuttal, then continued toward the car. Before he passed the last lilac bush, a voice boomed from the speakers.
"Meeting starts in less than 30 minutes, and I don't have those numbers in my inbox."
Ryan started to jog.
"Amaya, did you answer?"
"I didn't mean to. It was ringing, and I tried to hit the red button."
"Who the hell is that?"
the voice snapped. Ryan yanked on the passenger door handle, then swore under his breath when it wouldn't open. He lunged to the back, throwing his head through his daughter's open window.
"Mark, I'm here. Sorry, the phone picked up through my car's Bluetooth." "You're not in your car? You were supposed to be here." "Yeah, I know. Had a bit of a snafu this morning."
Aelin smiled to herself. She didn't usually enjoy witnessing another person's pain, but in this instance, it filled her with warm fuzzies. "What, Ryan? Are you caught in an unexpected circumstance and can't control every second of your life because you have children?" She remembered that he'd been the one to pick up her daughter standing alone in front of the school and bring her home, and a bit of the self-righteousness drained out of her. But just a bit.
"I need those numbers. Now."
The voice barked from the window, and Ryan smacked the top of his car, exhaling an inventive string of curse words that would have made her football coach of a father blink.
"Your daughter is right there," Aelin snarked. Then realized she'd been standing on the porch in a towel for the past 5 minutes with her daughter very much not at school, and an appointment of her own that she was supposed to get to. What the hell was she going to do now? She had to leave for the lawyer's office at 7:45, the same time the doors opened at the school. The choir practice, as annoying as it was to wake up early, was why she'd scheduled this meeting today instead of last week.
She turned to go back in the house when the little girl in the back of Ryan's car suddenly came bolting up the front steps.
"Excuse me, can I show Bailey something?"
She grinned up at Aelin, and before she could answer, pushed into the house to her dad growling, "Amaya!" after her. Ryan jogged up the path holding a laptop in his hands. The door to his car flung out into the street.
"Sorry, can I?"
"Be my guest."
Aelin moved to the right so he could follow his daughter through the door. But Ryan went left, and before she could correct, his chest slammed into her. Ryan grunted, gripping her barely dry arm with one hand and saving his laptop with the other. His palm was warm and rough, and he smelled like man, like sea minerals and citron vibes, which she only had a name for because she'd purchased body spray for her nephew in May.
"You pass on the left."
Aelin clutched her towel and steadied herself.
"What?"
"You always go to your right, and then I go to my right, which means you pass people on their left side."
Okay, didn't realize there were rules.
He dropped his hand and stepped into the entryway.
"Amaya."
His daughter's voice floated down from the second floor.
"Just a second,
No, just a second. I'm already late," he barked.
You know, kids really respond better to calm, understanding voices. Ryan shot her a look.
"I hear they also respond well to not being abandoned before 7 in the morning."
Aelin laughed out loud.
"You're one of those guys, aren't you? The ones whose wife always does drop off, but because there was a change in schedule, you decided to be nice and take the hit. Wake up early, and the second you get to the school, you decide you have all these opinions on things like, why does the drop-off lane run counterclockwise, and why did you tell me to park here because this spot is strategically better for getting back on the road and avoiding traffic?"